What is up, everybody? Welcome to Warp Point Wednesday. We are live, bringing the podcast to you instead of live. Recording it. Yeah, live. you know how we do it. Words are things we don't do very well.
No, but we decided words, to take a things, break. You know,
nouns, verbs.
They're all something.
Come back with the show with a lot of issues, mostly yeah, right. Bryn. But
but we are Warp Point streaming live this week. Your source for nerdy news. I'm Rob. As always, I'm joined by my co-host Jay.
Sup?
And Bryn.
What up?
And this week, you want to tell them what we're talking about?
Why, definitely.
Why,
so,
certainly.
Why, certainly. So, today, we have The Year of Delays Continues.
Part 2. It's a
Act
saga.
Two.
What's your saga?
It is. So, Horizon Forbidden, if I can learn to speak.
There
Horizon
it is.
Forbidden
Words
West.
Are tough.
Words are
yeah.
hard.
Yeah, that's been delayed a little bit longer. We finally got a release date, a definite release date for Halo Infinite. We may get some information on the Dr. Disrespect ban from Twitch.
Oh,
finally,
yeah.
we've all been waiting for that info. We want to know
so
what
juicy.
Happened. It's so juicy.
Don't trust Slasher because that motherfucker didn't know anything.
It's right? Thicker than a Snicker.
Thicker than a Snicker.
We have Destiny 2's coming out with their next expansion called The Witch Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Activision and how their core studios is going to be working on another copy paste Call of Duty.
Hmm.
Gigabyte has joined the list of companies that are having problems with their,
with their
hardware.
Tech. Hardware.
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is, a bomb.
Yeah.
They took Rainbow Six Siege a little far.
Yeah, it looks like Gigabyte's following in Samsung's footsteps. If you guys remember the 7.
Oh yeah.
See, it's a saga. It's an ongoing saga.
We all remember this. That iconic baby on the cover of the Nirvana album. Yeah, he's now decided he's going after the record company. And we have a new problem. Another problem to add to the already list of problems on Twitch. And
gotta
the new
it.
One is hate raids.
Hate raids.
A little bit of a discussion about that.
Yeah. We got some shit to say about that.
Yeah.
And before we get into our time-honored tradition of what we've been doing, we're going to bring our guest on. This week, we have Phoenix with us. What's up, Big Poppy?
What up with it, baby?
What is up, dude?
How are you guys
Phoenix,
doing?
Phoenix, what
Thank
up?
Thank you for having me on.
Doing great now.
Thanks for being here, bud. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me on, man. Welcome on in.
So the way that we tend to start these shows every week is, you know, we hang out a little bit and we chat. So,
okay.
Phoenix, what you been up to recently? What have you been playing, watching, doing, buying, you know?
What have I been doing? I think the main focus for me right now has been learning about YouTube, learning how to do that myself, you know what I mean? So that's mainly what I've been doing, what I've been watching. A lot of wrestling recently.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? SummerSlam, NXT, things of that nature. So
nice.
You know what I mean? Are there any other? Oh, it's what have I been doing? What have I been watching?
What you've been playing? You know
what I've been playing?
What you been up to? What you been working on for project wise? I know we talked a little bit last night about it.
Yeah, I am starting my own YouTube channel, so that's a big endeavor. You know, starting that. And learning the back end of it, you know, everyone thinks, oh, you're just putting up a video. There's a lot to it, you know
it
what I mean?
It ain't that easy, homie. Mm-hmm.
It's not that easy. What I've been playing, I've been doing a lot of Teamfight Tactics over on League of Legends, you know what I mean? And nice. Then Rocket League. So those are my main two games.
You got anything big coming up on you?
Awesome. We can't have you not playing Rocket League. Right?
You got anything big coming up on your channel? You got some stuff going on over there?
We're looking into another Uncapped Subathon. You know what I mean? We're looking at another one. So.
And how many hours was that?
51. The first one was 51 hours.
51 so. Straight.
Are you looking to beat that? Or are you looking to stay about that? What are your biggest fears?
I mean, at the end of the day, right? It's
how many bathroom breaks do you plan for
in,
that?
In that type of stream, it's like it's all up to the community. You know what I mean? It's like if you guys want me to go 72, 84, 100, right? Of course, we know. Some of the streamers go like what? I've seen 30 days, right?
Yeah,
30 days straight.
Yeah, who was it that did that?
Ludwig.
Yeah, Ludwig.
Was it 30 days straight?
Yeah.
I thought it was longer than that.
I think it was 30 days. Well, it might have been more than 30 days actually.
Either way, it was ridiculously long. Like,
yeah. But that ends up being on you guys, you know what I mean? It's out of the streamer's control at a point, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah, you're not going to have any control after a while. You know,
pretty much, yeah.
Fucking do like 10 gifted subs. You're like, all right, cool. And then another 10. You're like, all right, sweet. And then you're like, man, I'm running out. Running out of hours.
Well, that's like, you know, last time I know he had his nails painted warp point colors.
Yeah. Yeah,
you had that blue and green.
awesome.
But yeah, no, dude, sounds good. Definitely good to hear. You know that you got some big plans in the works. You know, it's always big. So Jay, what about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, so I've been playing a shit ton of Switch lately. Ooh. Hades, which has cross save, so I don't know if the Game Pass version is going to have compatibility with it. I know you can link it with a Steam and an Epic account, so we'll see about that.
Here's hoping.
I ended up getting Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the Witch.
White Witch, yeah.
White Witch, yeah. And, I'm hooked already. Like, if I wasn't doing the show right now, I'd be playing it.
If you haven't watched our unboxing, didn't we do an unboxing on that, Brad? Was it Wrath of the White Witch? Yeah.
No, it was the second one, Revenant Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you could have picked that up for dirt cheap from GameStop.
Yeah, but I ended up getting it cheap because it was used, and this awesome ass shirt on clearance.
Gotta love GameStop.
Got off a little bit.
Gotta love GameStop sales.
Well, yeah, and especially since Hastings closed down, you can't find anything, you know, cool and nerdy anymore. Phoenix, yes, Escape from Tarkov is happening more and more lately. My anxiety on the game's gone down. Now the bloodthirst has come out.
You mean Aaron?
Yeah, I was like, I didn't say anything.
He's like, wait, what?
Oh, wait.
I was like,
I said the wrong name. Sorry. I was looking at one name and jumping on another. Yeah, everybody knew what I meant. But anyways, yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to. Watching Sopranos still and Banshee. We're about finished with that.
Nice.
On the last season. It gets pretty intense towards the end of it, too. And I'm now a big fan of Anthony Starr, which I think that's how you pronounce his first name, who is Homelander, also on The Boys.
Oh, yeah.
So seeing him do both roles and seeing the variation in his method of acting, big fan now. He does a crazy person in different degrees very, very well.
So, right. Brent, what have you been up to?
So I've been playing Control, getting really big into that game. It's tied. You guys said it's tied into an Xbox game, Alan Wake, which I've finally reached the tie over portion of that to tie those games together into that universe.
Yeah.
Let's see. We were away on a little vacation, a little weekend vacation. I was playing the Switch while on the road there. I bought the season pass for Breath of the Wild, But for some reason, I got caught up in other things, and then I never went back to it. So I finally started doing the Master Trials.
Ooh, those are fun.
They are fun. Because of my bigger hands, though, it's harder to do with the controller docked to the screen.
Get the Pro Controller.
I have it.
His hands are still
it
too big.
It works so much better.
It's still too
well, big. No, like I said, it's the Joy-Cons. Because we were on the road, I had to play with it tied to the screen.
I'd still see. I still use my, my Pro Controller.
Yeah,
little ass screen. I'll put it in the phone mount and just.
Nice. Yeah, that control. Got a lot done in the basement. The walls are all done. They're all mudded up. They're all sanded, ready to go. My wife's gonna help me paint the whole thing down there, and then we'll.
Nice.
We'll be ready.
Nice.
We're about halfway through season 2 of The Boys. I don't know how far you guys are in on that.
Oh, I'm caught up. I'm ready
I've
for
never
next
seen
season.
A single. I've never seen a single episode.
Never seen one.
You guys need to watch it. It's I can't believe.
Episode
I can't
one
believe
starts
I waited.
Off fucking amazingly.
Yeah. Like I can't believe I waited this long to play it or watch it, sorry.
Yeah,
but
I need
amazing.
To. Amazing. And I do need to watch it. I don't know. I need to watch out. I need to watch the one on Amazon. What is that?
That's what it is. The Boys on Amazon.
No. The like
Invincible.
Invincible, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've spoiled some of the major fights and plots, but it's... I had it's brutal.
The one fight from Invincible got spoiled to me on Facebook.
With the meme? That's
when he went in and wiped out that whole crew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Wish version, Justice League.
Yeah.
So, right, your turn, Robert.
For me, ooh, Robert, bringing it out like I'm in trouble.
Ooh.
I know.
Yeah, you better.
Well, I mean, I could bring out your whole government name.
I know, right? The whole thing. So... I started to play the Black Desert MMO, Black Desert Remastered. It's not bad. It's going to take some getting used to. I don't know if I like it yet or not. It's pretty confusing on everything you got to do. I got to figure out like what the actual point of the game is, if that makes sense. you run
Fair
around
enough.
And kill shit. Yeah, I know, but like what the actual plot line is.
Yeah.
Things playing, and stuff.
I've been playing Dauntless a decent amount.
Now you're going to be high level up compared to us.
Maybe. Maybe. I downloaded Pokemon Unite. I still haven't played it.
You know, I thought about it too.
I haven't downloaded. Haven't played it.
I have it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much all I've been playing. I haven't even turned my PlayStation on in probably, I don't know, a week, 10 days.
Shit, we could play Pokemon Unite.
I know, right? All three of us. Phoenix, you got a Switch?
I don't. Yeah.
We need to email you one.
Right. Email him a Switch.
We'll send him the component list, and then we'll 3D print the Switch.
I mean, we could probably do that. But
no, we're not. Nintendo, don't sue. We're not gonna do that.
Nintendo don't care.
Don't go buy.
Yeah, I was just gonna say Nintendo don't care.
They do care about that. Ask Soulja Boy.
Right? Yeah. Wait. I thought Soulja Boy owns Atari too, right? Isn't that what his latest claim was?
Absolutely.
So
RIP.
The one thing that I have been doing that is a huge upgrade. I've been upgrading the computer a lot. Upgraded the RAM, upgraded the CPU or the GPU, the PSU. So yeah, we're sitting pretty now. We got the 3060 in there with an 850 watts power supply.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, that was a nightmare that happened.
I know how frustrated you get. I could see you being very pissed off.
So you know, it was last night. you know, I got home from work, talked with Phoenix for a little bit. I was like, you know what? I want to switch over my stuff. I want to, it's all sitting here in front of me. I want to put it in. I need to put it in.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh. So, you know, I took out the old power supply and I was like, sweet, everything's there. I just add my the wire that came with the new power supply to power the graphics card. So I did that and I got no power to the PC at all.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh fuck, I fried something. So I put the old power supply back in and it fired right up. I'm like, what the fuck? I got a bad power supply. So this morning when I woke up, you know, I did the thing through Amazon to do the return. And I was like, well, I looked it up. Best Buy has one in stock. A Corsair 750, which is what's recommended for this unit, my setup. So I was like, all right. I ran out to Best Buy, got the Corsair one, came home, opened it up, plugged everything into it, because they're all modular, thank God. No power. PC just didn't get power. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I must have fried something. Hooked the old one up. Works fine. Like, what the fuck? All right. So I disconnected all the wires, and I just hooked up the motherboard, the CPU, and, yeah, the motherboard and the CPU, and there was... Maybe I did hook up the graphics card. Yeah, I hooked up the graphics card. And it fired up on the Corsair one with the Corsair wires. And I'm like, okay. So then I hooked everything into the EVGA. And it didn't power on. And I'm like, what the fuck? So then I hook everything up with the EVGA wires to the EVGA one, and it fires up. Well, you got to be fucking kidding me. What, the wires are proprietary? Like, how the hell does this work?
Apparently.
How? Like, how does it know? How does it know?
It just does.
So, yeah, I had to, you know, redo all the cable management, put all the EVGA wires in it, which it wasn't bad. I redid some fan stuff and redid the case layout. And, yeah, now it's working great. So I got to take the Corsair one back to Best Buy. I got to cancel the replacement for the one coming from Amazon because they all work. It all worked from the beginning. I'm just an idiot and didn't realize it.
Well, who would have thought that the wires would have been the issue?
Like, that makes no sense. And well, then, so I hooked the SATA wires up to it, and it would turn off for a second and shut off. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I hooked everything up, and I did it, and it turned on, and it turned right back off. So I started unhooking everything one by one, and, you know, like, unplugged the GPU, turned it on. All right, it still comes on. Put the GPU back in, take off the other thing, turn it on, comes on. Plug it back in, then I unplugged the SATA and turned it on, and it came on. Plugged it in, came on, and it went back off. So, all right, so it's the SATA wires. So everything is the EVGA wires. Pain in the ass. Something that should have taken 15 minutes took me fucking 12 hours. Yeah,
at least you know now, so that's all that matters.
I was dead sure that I had a bad PSU, and I was pissed. But yeah, other than that, been working a lot. You know, I'm doing a lot of family stuff, and yeah, just been hanging out.
Getting pissed off at power supplies and proprietary wires.
Who would have thought? Like, who would have thought?
I never would have thought that. And then once you said it, I'm like, that is so dumb. It makes sense.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It does make sense because then you're like, ha! You want to use that SATA cable? You got to buy ours.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Everything's about cornering the market. No.
That's what it is. It's like, hey, we're going to charge $35 for our proprietary wire. Get bent, fucker.
That's how they do it. That's how they sell you.
So, talking about, you know, getting bent and the year of the delay continuing from 2020 into 2021 and now technically into 2022, Horizon Forbidden West delayed until February 2022, exactly 9 days after my birthday.
Now, are we going to take any bets on if they're going to actually stick to this schedule or if it's going to be delayed even further?
No, I think this will be the one that comes out.
Hmm.
Hopeful. So like during Gamescom opening night, which is today, and we will be covering on next week's episode, which will be a pre-recorded, so look for that. Future plugs. I don't know if I've ever done that one before. But opening night live today, Guerrilla confirmed that the game will be released February 18th. And they are blaming COVID-19 pandemic as the main reason that the team was unable to hit its 2021 release date.
Shocker.
Right. They went on.
That's what they're doing.
They went on to say that Forbidden West had just passed a major milestone and entered the final stage of development. And they are on track for the 2021 release, but we're uncertain if we'd be able to polish the game level of quality they strive for. And we know that it'll be a PS4 and PS5. Pre-orders start next Thursday. And the original game, Bren, got 60 frames per second mode on PS5 today. Update. Boom.
Awesome. Although I finished the game a while ago.
Well, now you need to play it.
Sometimes I go back just to play it. Like, honestly, just to run around. It's so beautiful.
You know what? I will go in. I do need to add some open world games to that new SSD.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's look at this for a second. Do you think that, you know, companies are delaying their games so they don't go the same route as CD Projekt Red?
I was just going to say, you know, CDPR did the same exact thing. Oh, we're worried about the quality, so we're going to take this extra time. We're going to polish it. You know, we're really sorry. Just give us the time to polish it. And then it's going to drop and there's going to be problems.
Yeah.
Their thing was about the shareholders, and they already had like so many delays upon delays upon delays. So, I mean, I don't know if I would consider it the same, especially the hype factor. You know, this is a Sony exclusive compared to.
And that's the big Cyberpunk difference there. Look at the size of CD Projekt Red as opposed to the size of Sony Studios.
True.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it's people, veterans that have been doing this for years are not just going to, you know, be handless with like newcomers. So,
yeah,
I don't know if it actually was affected by, you know, COVID-19 and restrictions like that, then yes, I can understand them taking the break, essentially.
Right.
I think one of the bigger issues there is if you're looking at the time frame in which they pushed it back to, that week that it's coming out in is already littered with so many pushbacks that as a gamer, you're probably like, I want those 3 to 5 games, right, that are coming out on that week. But are you really going to pay, what, 30, 50, 60 bucks on some of these games? Like,
so we see that it's what? It's 60 for a PS4, 70 to 80 for a PS5 game.
Yeah. And that's not even considering deluxe editions and collector's editions and shit.
Yeah.
And future DLC. Because, I mean, think about it. You're not buying a game with all the DLC or all the things going to be added to it. Like, some studios definitely add in free content. Like Dying Light. Dying Light 1 is still getting content, and Dying Light 2 is around the corner.
Right.
So that's a good sign from studios like that. But then you have like Skyrim, which is now all the shit that they couldn't sell in Creation Club, they're re-releasing in another Skyrim.
I mean, and it's the same as Rockstar with you know, GTA and Red Dead.
We've had the problem is with GTA though, and Skyrim is the demand is there. There is people right, that want to play it on their PS5s and Xbox One X's and all that shit.
Well, I mean, literally, what GTA 5 has literally stretched 3 generations of consoles now.
I was about to say though, it don't make it right. I can understand it.
Literally, from PS3
We haven't even been told if they're even working on it.
Yeah, they confirmed they're working on 6.
No, have they confirmed it yet?
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. I wonder where it takes place.
But
the,
you know,
world.
My city.
The world.
Well, the rumors are that it is going to be either Vice City or Liberty City.
Well, think about it. They're redoing the original trilogy. Which does that mean that they're a part of the HD universe then?
Well, what if you could travel between locations? You could do all three of the ones that they're remastering. So, like, you can get on a plane and go from, you know, Miami to
LA to New York.
Yeah. Because, yeah, Liberty City is New York.
Yeah.
Vice City is
Florida.
Miami. Yeah.
Miami Vice, like, legit.
Yeah. And then,
is LA.
San Andreas is the LA and surrounding area.
So, yeah, wouldn't that be cool if, like, you could just jump between the areas?
But I don't know how they're going to do it, especially since they have that GTA Online. They're going to want like a separate.
They'd have to they have world. So you leave. All right, I can't remember what the map is for
San Andreas
for 5.
Yeah, San Andreas.
Is it San Andreas? Is 5?
Yeah,
it's part of San Andreas is
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
Los Santos. Yeah.
Okay, so that there is the online shit. I don't know.
But with Red Dead, they had the whole big cowboy western world. Don't you give me that look. It was fun griefing people because I was griefed so much in that game.
You're a dirty griefer. Fuck you, bud.
They did it. Look, I didn't draw first blood. They did.
Fucking embarrassing.
And it was fun. I have video evidence of that.
It's on my YouTube. So now with Phoenix, how you were talking, you know, everything's getting released back to that week, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think they did that on purpose, that they pushed it all to that week? Because you see a lot of times publishers want to spread their stuff out so they're not competing with competing studios releasing the same time.
But if you're releasing the beginning of January, it's New Year, right? Then a lot of people have already blown their money for Christmas and stuff like that, and then probably don't want to be spending.
See, and you're discovering what I had to deal with growing up. Some birthdays in January, a month after Christmas. So I either got a good Christmas or I got a good birthday. I never got a good both.
Right. And so then you're looking at mid-February for everybody, right? Mid to late in February, which you're assuming people get, like, you know, money back, ready to go, right?
Tax time, a.k.a. theft back time.
And then you can't push back later because if you do try to spread each other out, you're essentially talking someone's going to get pushed into like the middle of 2022.
Well, so right now it's looking like, you know, January, there's 3 big games coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You got Elden Ring, you got Pokemon Arceus, and you got Rainbow Six Extraction.
Okay.
And then for February, you got King of Fighters 15. I didn't realize it was still going.
Oh, yeah.
You got Horizon Forbidden West.
Mm-hmm.
You got Destiny the Witch Queen.
Bitch Queen, I'm going to call it.
Yeah, right. You got Saints Row.
Mm-hmm.
Released on the 25th. And then games that are just supposed to release in February are that Vampire the Masquerade, the Evil Dead game, and Blood Bowl 3. But then for March, you have nothing.
Nada.
You have Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous, which is like... That's real niche, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have WWE 2K22.
Yeah, no.
And Marvel's Midnight Suns, which haven't...
Was it My 2K? You know, the court?
Yeah.
Shit be popping, man. Don't be hating.
shit popping. You know, then I think April and June, you don't really have much. You don't have any.
I think you're doing it because if you're already saying I'm delaying it, you might as well be like, oh, well, they're doing it too. You know, we'll be right there, guys. Don't worry. We're not going to make you wait any longer.
Yeah. Right. Well, we also got to realize these independent studios are also coming out of the woodwork doing pretty good things. And like Among Us, how long was it going before people got really hooked on it?
Yeah. A couple years.
Player base has changed.
Splitgate had been out apparently too, or something.
Oh, really?
Like that.
Download that.
Yeah, I still need to download it too.
Friend can't download it.
Ooh.
So tell us what you guys think of Forbidden West. Let us know if you're looking forward to it, if you're going to pick it up, and if you agree with them delaying it or not. And on to the next one that has been delayed for
infinite times. See what I did there? We're talking about Halo Infinite.
So we know Halo Infinite will arrive December 8th. The date has officially been confirmed again, thanks to Gamescom opening night live, which is probably where everybody's at. So,
ladies and gentlemen, we need a round of golf claps. We finally got a release date for. See, even Brent's clapping, and he's a filthy Sony pony.
He's just happy he got Elden Ring news.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, we knew back in June that Halo Infinite would release holiday time, alongside the free multiplayer game. They said that they were, you know, waiting to confirm their launch date to avoid a clash with other studios. And we now know that Battlefield 2042 is going to be, what, October? And Call of Duty Vanguard is going to be November. So come December, we're going to get Halo Infinite.
I think Battlefield's going to take the share and hold it for a while.
Yeah. I do too.
And Halo. Halo's going to come back. It's going to have its niche for it. I feel like it's going to be those two bouncing off.
Yeah, for the original Xbox fans of Halo and stuff, like that's where shooter games were popping for them. They'll give up everything and go back to that.
Yeah.
Well, we do know with this that the Forge and co-op campaign will not be releasing with the game. That is delayed until 2022.
Well, it's going to be launching in second postseason launch, and then Forge will be in season 3, which is planned for 6 months after launch, which isn't that much time. I mean, yes, it is like next year when they do it, but it is coming out in December, so they got like less than 30 days for the next year anyways.
So, they're saying the co-op campaign is going to come out 6 month-ish after the game.
I mean, I'll be completely honest. While campaign is definitely like co-op campaign is definitely like a mainstay in the Halo series.
Yeah.
And as Forge, I'm just excited for some good old fashioned Halo teabagging. I'll be completely honest. And some of the little AIs that you have run with you, I've listened to some of their quips just in this beta. It is fucking hilarious on some of them.
Yeah. Now,
nice.
Now, do you think that this is the correct approach to delaying a game, to where you're giving some of the game and then bringing the rest of it later in?
Yeah, because they didn't have to exclude it. They could just say, hey, this ain't going to have it.
You know, so we know that we're getting the multiplayer and we're going to get the single player campaign, basically.
Which, I mean, the multiplayer is free anyways. Like, right. I don't have to buy Halo, even if I have it on Game Pass. I'm going to have it on Game Pass. I guarantee it's going to be on PC because so is the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
And that has crossplay between PC and Xbox. So they're pretty open about that one.
I just like the fact that they haven't given it a name. They're just calling it multiplayer. that's how they call it.
Halo Infinite Multiplayer. We can just say, hey, you want to play some Halo Multiplayer?
I think that's my plan
for Infinite Multiplayer.
I'm not trying to play the campaign for it. I'm trying to play the multiplayer version. Oh, yeah. You see what I mean?
Didn't they say they were
going to come out with a VR mode eventually, too?
Mm-hmm. So, I think that's what part of it is, yeah.
I wouldn't mind it. I mean, I know that we have a lot of VR games, but just imagine dropping in as a Spartan.
Yeah, I mean, it's something fresh. You know, it's something that it'll be different.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I am going to jump around a little bit on stories because we are going to talk about a former Halo studio with
Bungie. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, with Bungie releasing the information for Destiny 2 Witch Queen yesterday.
Another February 2022 release.
And it is February 22nd, 2022. Thank you, Lavier.
Thank you. Now, do I need to, like, buy the other DLC for this?
I'm like, and I don't have one. All
right, he's like, shit.
I have water right here. Hold on. Let me throw it to you.
Aaron yeeted it. Yes, this is the expansion. This is the next DLC.
So does that mean I'm going to have to buy the newest DLC?
That's out right now?
Yeah.
Probably, but you could probably...
Well, here's the thing, I like to buy it, but I want my bros to be able to play with me.
Okay,
This is one thing I like that they did. They never make you buy the previous ones.
Yeah, the previous ones always come included.
Well, I think the new one adds stasis, so they're definitely going to still keep that behind a paywall.
Maybe. So what they normally do is it's the last one and the current one are the ones that you have to pay for. Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah.
You'll have to pay for this one and the next one, the Witch Queen. But we do know... the Bitch Queen. We do know that multiplayer crossplay will be available shortly.
They've been saying that.
Well, there was the beta back in May for it, and they did the showcase and they said, you know, we will be releasing the crossplay within the first couple weeks of this season being live.
Okay, so I have to buy it. I'm here.
Yes.
Okay. Rob, you gonna play?
Yes.
No, yes.
I'll stay up extra late on Saturdays for you.
I am not a level 1300 for nothing.
Okay. I'm a Titan because, you know, Ghost Ancestors.
Do it. I'm a Warlock, so we're perfect. So, let us know if you guys are going to play Destiny. Let us know what you think of the expansion. I'm excited for it.
There's a new weapon. That's going to be great.
Oh, dude, they'll be dropping all kinds of new weapons. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. And they normally drop some old weapons, too, when they do that. With, like, they'll bring stuff back from the original Destiny.
Oh, the vaulted shit?
Well, no, from Destiny 1.
Yeah, everything's been vaulted. It's very much they've been putting 1 and 2 together.
No, not really. The vaulted stuff is literally the base game and the first expansion is what got put into the vault.
Oh.
And then they bring stuff out, and yeah, it's weird. I don't know who thought it was a good idea, but it's weird. I do like it, though, because, yeah. You know, but it'll be interesting to see. They keep talking about nerfing stasis, so.
It's horrible.
Right. So, we got some big news, guys.
We do.
Dr. D, who we've been talking about a lot lately. We know
Last week, we just talked about him opening his own game studio.
Starting. Yeah.
Starting. Mm-hmm. Opening. I don't want to say operating because he's trying to make it a whole collaboration. Yeah.
A whole business.
He wants to bring in other ones. So, Guy, Dr. Disrespect Beam, announced that he's suing Twitch over his ban.
He's taking on to Bezos.
He's taking on Babyhead Bezos.
Hey.
He's taking on Mr. Megamind himself.
You know what? My Alexa downstairs is listening to this going, I'm going to charge motherfuckers double on their Prime now.
that's fine. So one big thing here, and I hear that his streams, and Jay, I know you told us this, his streams are a full production.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking big team on everything. He said he is currently operating at a quarter of the income that he was before.
Which, that hurts. Mm.
No, I mean, all of his income now is coming from super chats, memberships.
Right.
He's not getting that partnership contract that was like anywhere from 10 to 30 million.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's funny here. Video Games Chronicle says, unlike a temporary Twitch ban he received in 2019 for broadcasting from the E3 bathroom.
Fucking hilarious how much how much of a shitstorm that was.
Was it? I didn't even know about it. That was
It is illegal to film in a public bathroom. Now, is it just not thought about? Yeah. It wasn't like he was maliciously going in there and filming people at taking a piss.
Right.
No. We're not talking about the guy from Blizzard.
Wait. I got a question.
What?
Can we get a whole dedicated area on Twitch for ASMR of tinkle noises?
Mm-hmm.
We can do it. We have the technology.
It could be a thing. I'm just saying.
We just have the microphone set in there. You switch it over to that channel. You take a piss and then you come back and go,
listen.
Now I'm going to drink a half gallon of water while you listen.
If Amaranth can average 5,000 viewers while doing it, all the girls will be doing it.
What? Yeah, I know, right? I mean,
listen, whatever weird thing that girl decides to do on stream, all the girls start following.
Literally last night, she was doing an ear licking stream. Like, are you kidding me? How?
I thought they were getting rid of that.
How is this content?
Because she's hitting record. I mean.
Is she still wearing the yoga pants?
She was sitting down.
She's
not
wearing any pants. What are you talking about?
Hey, if I could get away without wearing pants, I would.
But I mean, this is exciting.
You can, just don't stand up.
Yeah, that would be my screw up right there. I'd be like, oh, hey, guys. Ah!
Once those court documents become public, we're going to know. Finally,
what set is the reason?
Yes. What set it over the edge that Twitch did it to one of their highest earners?
I tell you what happened.
What?
The deer.
Oh, you know, fuck your deer.
The deer got into a match with Dr. Disrespect. And he said something to the fawn.
And
that fawn did not think fondly of those comments.
Oh, come on. You're reaching for straws, bud. You're grasping hard now.
Dude, it's been conspiracy theory since 2019. We've had no idea. It's gone everything from sexual assault allegations to he said something bad. He was going to go to Mixer and breach his own contract. We've heard a lot.
And if you could go back and you could look at our old streams and listen to our old podcast, because we talked about it a lot, too. And
I said the same shit last year.
And I know that.
Don't put past me. I'm pretty consistent.
I know that back then I was saying, and I still kind of believe it, that, you know, he was in talks with Mixer. And, you know, he told Twitch, hey, they're offering me $8 million. And then Twitch was like, all right, we'll give you 10. He's like, all right, I'll take it. And then a month later, Mixer's like, oh, we're fucking done. And then Twitch is like, hey, he fucking duped us. Fuck you, bud.
Who would have thought you could pay for people, but you can't pay for good content?
But, oh, like, now, the one thing that I'm wondering about, right, is the fact that it's going to a court of law.
Right, so now there's going to be documents of discovery that have to be brought to the public attention.
It's no longer just, oh, we can't talk about it, or, like, it's not being talked about. You're gonna have to come out and say, this is why. Out of nowhere, by the way, because his podcast was disconnected and all that, they're just like, boop, we're done.
So, I don't know how it works with the court of law, but I don't know if they can do an NDA.
Non-disclosure? No.
I don't think so. Yeah.
No.
Once it's in the court system, it's public knowledge.
Yeah, that becomes public information.
Now, getting the lawsuit, like the actual papers, you're going to have to go actually down to the courthouse and get them.
Right. But there's so many people out there. You know what I mean? Hey, where's this lawsuit going to be happening at? We got to fly there and get these papers. I'm assuming
Los Angeles.
All right, we're flying to LA, and we are getting these papers from the LA courthouse. We will be live streaming from the steps of the courthouse.
Also, right? Another thing that I think is not being talked about with this is whatever his reason was, it's going to now set a precedent for other issues, right? Yeah. Because Twitch is going to have to come out and say, in a court of law, this is the rule that we had, da 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 da, and this is the rule that he broke, da 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 da.
Which they're not too honest and humble about their
terms. They don't do that anyway. It
changes constantly. Right. And while we're talking about was it Amaranth that got shadow banned on the ad time, which you know, monetization on Twitch via that way isn't that big of a deal, but they still did it, right? So are we going to get, is she going to be able to sue them over it because it was a breach of her partnership contract?
If Doc wins his suit, do you see other streamers say, you know what, let's go?
I hope so. I mean, we saw something about Osmongold saying something about he's afraid to say stuff on Twitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were literally just reading that.
It's tough. Things are changing. Like it's going to. This is the sink or swim moment of the platform. Because whatever reason they did it, and the public doesn't. I mean, not even his. There's people that don't even like Dr. Disrespect's content that are invested in this just to figure out what happened. Because it was just such a random. People were getting their streams shut down for even mentioning Doc.
So what if this is all just a ploy? And he goes back and he signs for $30 million a year on Twitch.
No, he already is. He hasn't called Twitch out by name. It's been mostly the purple brand or,
I'm just saying, could you imagine that if it was all just a ruse to fucking that would be crazy.
If he's going to get $300 million out of it, get your paper, boo-boo. I ain't mad at him.
Get your paper, boo-boo.
That's what I mean. It's all just been one elaborate production. And then the day that he goes back, instead of being purple, it's all red for his color scheme. What?
I'm honestly waiting for the day where we get the Doc paperwork court. Here we go. Because
is it going to cause people to leave the platform, though? That's my question.
The what?
Is it going to get people to leave the platform, though?
I don't know.
I mean, depend. Okay, but then the question becomes, right, how much is Doc suing for? And what is Doc suing for?
Oh, that definitely will be put out there. But
you know what I mean?
So they don't ever actually put a full figure into it. It's always because... It's going to be whatever. It's going to be whatever damages he sustained plus the lawsuit itself. Right. So if they're found guilty, they're going to have to pay for that entire lawsuit. I'm pretty sure that might be how the court system there is. And that Twitch, the loser pays for either majority of it or all of it.
And Twitch becomes Beam. It's now
Dr. Disrespect. Let's look at this. June June of 2020 was his ban.
Mm-hmm, right.
So we're a little over a year. We're a year and 2 months.
Right. Right.
So whatever he was making a month with them, he says he's now making roughly about a quarter of that now.
Which is probably like a quarter of $1 million, honestly.
I mean, still, though, like, you got to imagine, though, all right? You get to a point in your career. Let's take the whole, like, famous personality aspect of it, you know, the whole thing out.
Mm-hmm.
Just a man and his money. So you're living at a certain income, you know, and you go from making that income, providing, maybe setting some things back, because we don't know how much money he's actually paying out to his people that, you know,
right. Yeah,
help him with the show and his artists and musicians and all the other things that go into a doc production. We don't know that. We don't know how much he pays for his house. He doesn't, you know, household shit like that. But if you're taking away the money that he already had, you know, what he was making in mind to a third, that's going to hit pretty damn hard. And I don't blame anybody for suing.
Well, right off the bat, we're looking at 14 months of 3/4 of his missing income, not to mention the damage to his name, his brand, and his reputation.
And that's the big thing, too.
That's the big one.
His brand was entirely on Twitch. He did commercials for Twitch. Like, he did a commercial where he was making fun of Shroud's mixer commercial for Twitch.
Yeah. You know what, though? I mean, it could go either way, because number one, he didn't, like, they didn't actually come out and say, hey, he's a shitty person. They just banned him. And they ban people for anything all the time, like we were talking about. That's the thing.
Them not saying
he had deals fall through right after his ban.
Well, you know, he's saying that he's making a quarter of what he was making on Twitch. When he was banned off Twitch, he had 30,000 subscribers, roughly 75,000 a month he'd have been making.
Another thing you got to take into account is the contract.
Well, not only that, but partnership.
Is the contract partnership.
No, the subscription costs or money you get on as a partner is a different split than how it is as affiliate,
and each one is individual to his, so his individual contract will be reviewed,
right? Oh yeah, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying
we get to see Doc's contract, a top tier contract.
Maybe we might not get to see all the details of it. Like, there's going to be shit that's redacted.
In the discovery phase, nothing's really redacted unless it's like something heinous, like a child or anything of that nature. And I don't know.
There was a lot of stuff whenever Apple was going against Epic that was redacted.
That's two huge corporations going after each other, not a person going against a big corp.
I don't know. We'll have to see what we actually get. But the only thing I was going to say was I don't know, you know, what his contract is with YouTube, what he makes on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But I know just looking at his YouTube right now, he has.
Well, I know he said something about he's not doing exclusivity anymore. So I don't think he's on YouTube as a YouTube partner. I think he's on YouTube and doing his own thing.
But you still get monetized off of it.
Because he's got all the qualifications for it.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
he has just under 3.5 million subscribers on YouTube.
Which I think he jumped up, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on, let's do a Social Blade.
Yeah, that I couldn't remember the name of it. That's what I was looking for.
But, like, it's not about, like, necessary, because I don't necessarily like Doc, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
no, well, what I'm saying is I think that what they're going to try and what Amazon is going to try and fight back with is, you have more followers now. You have more popularity now than when you left. If anything, you leaving ours is what helped boost you. And because they're petty like that. I could see them trying to pull that out as a defense. And if they have a good enough lawyer, which it's fucking Jeff Bezos, they could try and convince people that that's true.
But the counter argument there is you don't know what could have been. Right, if he would have been able to stay with the current contract, with the current, with the partnerships that were going to happen.
You're right. You're right on that.
Right.
But then they can just turn around and say, exactly, you don't know. So how are you going to come after us for something that you don't even know yourself? The chance was there, yes. But you could have lost all your followers. We don't know. It's highly unlikely, don't get me wrong. But we don't know.
All right, I have some numbers for the Dr. Disrespect drama. So when did he get banned off Twitch in 19?
It was June 2020.
June 20. Okay, so June 20, he was sitting at 1.5 million subscribers on YouTube. When he came back in September or August, he jumped up to 1.7, then to 2.9.
But, okay, but at the subscriber button on YouTube is the same thing as a follow button on Twitch. It's free, right? There's no monetary value added to it. Right,
they're actually backwards, because if you follow on YouTube, you pay for it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. If like you join or whatever.
The members.
Right. But the thing that I would look at is how many subscribers on Twitch did he have on June 2020?
Here's the other thing that you're going to have to look at, too, though, with that. He has the his Patreon, you know, what is the Winner's Club or the Winner's Circle?
Yeah.
Or
Champions Club.
The Champions Club.
Yeah.
Did that jump when this all happened? Because, you know, Amazon's going to look at that, too, and go, you gained 100,000 people on that alone.
But it doesn't necessarily matter what he got out of the situation.
If he's trying to say the defamation of his character, when his character actually didn't get defamed at all, it was actually the opposite.
Oh, no, no, no. There was a lot of people in the background sitting here going, hey, yeah, Doc got banned. He definitely got banned for some sexual harassment against women. Well, I saw
The
defamation isn't necessarily about the numbers on other platforms. It's about,
and,
right.
Hold on. He's not even suing for defamation. It's damage to his brand.
Yeah.
And his brand did take a hit because then it had to switch platforms completely.
Hold on. No, okay, I understand that. But if he's doing just strictly off a brand and it comes out that he's actually making more, he's making less on YouTube than he was on Twitch, but he's making more in personal stuff.
It doesn't matter what he's making currently. The damages and losses that he sustained from Twitch
banning him. If he's making more now, there was no loss, is what I'm saying. How do you say he lost anything if he didn't lose anything? If he gained something,
because he's not operating.
They breached the contract, Rob. Right. They offered him an X amount of dollars for so many years.
And what was the reason for the breach? If it wasn't anything on his part.
Because we don't know if it was a breach of contract. We don't know what his contract said.
They said they violated TOS. That's a breach of contract. When we make a Twitch account, when you do anything, you are technically signing a contract by agreeing to the TOS.
Right. I agree with that 100%. But what I'm saying is them canceling his contract isn't necessarily against his contract.
Yes, it is. If there is no clause in his contract that says that they can terminate him unfairly.
We don't know that, though.
We'll see it.
That's what I'm saying. Because, like, if you read the affiliate contract that we are currently in, literally they say we can drop you for any reason that we deem fit.
As well.
But that's affiliate, but not that's a partnership,
not a partnership contract.
Right. But that's what I'm saying is partnerships get even more personalized, so they could be like, we take no responsibility for anything if we drop you.
But the problem is, Doc did not even know about why he got banned until a few months ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Is the affected party. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we hear. We have nothing to do with their contract. We just talk about it on our show right now.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Now that he knows the reason is now when he's like, you know what? I'm going to strap up. Let's go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're going to find out what it is. This is all just assumptions. We have no fucking clue.
Yeah, and I hear you, Aaron. Like, there's a lot of people that don't like Doc.
Oh, I don't like Doc at all. What he went through
is a pretty shitty situation just to have the rug pulled out from you.
But it's also going to give a lot of clarity to partners in this scenario now. Right, it's gonna be black and white because you're gonna go to a court of law where there's no gray area.
But Twitch is just gonna come out and change it next week.
Here's my whole thing on like streaming and platforms and affiliates and partnerships and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever works for my brand, that's all I care about.
Right,
you know, whatever helps me monetize by brand. That's because you want to be successful. I mean, the whole reason we do this is because we want to do this for full time and talk to people and you know, all sorts of shit.
Right.
You know, different various reasons. But you know, at the end of the day, you want to do what you want to do and make money from it.
Right.
So when you reach that high level, you should be able to get what you worked for. And if he did not even know why he got banned until a few months ago, that's right there showing you how ballsy Twitch is, or not even how ballsy, how disrespectful, pun intended, they are to their partners. Because how many times we hear articles all the time about Twitch doing something shady to somebody or like hiding their visibility because they might have said something that they didn't like. Like there's stories all the time. And the fact that they didn't feel the need to tell one of their biggest stars, whether people like it or not, he's one of the biggest stars, that he was banned for this, pretty shitty situation.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying Amazon isn't a piece of shit for it. Don't get me wrong on that.
I think the big thing we need to
Twitch
look
is
at
owned
from
by
this...
Amazon, but Twitch is still its own like thing. There might be some people from Amazon doing things. But it's
Amazon as a whole. What I'm saying, Amazon as a whole is a pretty shitty company. We know
we
that
are staring down the barrel of a whole new set of restrictions and rules now. With this lawsuit going through.
But here's the thing. We won't know what they are because they're just going to change them behind closed doors again anyways.
Right.
Like they continue to do.
Watch the culture. That's all I'm saying. Watch whatever people, what everybody is getting upset about, and then take a stance on it one way or another, and you'll figure it out which side is Twitch on. Oh, dear.
But, I feel that we're staring down the barrel of a whole new set of rules. They're going to clamp down so much after this lawsuit.
I think they end up losing the ability to change things willy-nilly like that, and they're going to have to give more like solid defined terms.
I would agree with that. If I didn't work for a major company that literally after every sentence in their employee book says, but we have the right to manage.
JK, bro.
Which literally is legal term for get fucked.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they say you will get paid, you know, 2.5 times your rate for working a holiday.
Management reserves the right
to avoid
these. At the
company's discretion. You know, you will not be fired for this, at the management's discretion.
The company sometimes has a right to manage. You get out of legal shit or federal shit by having it in your contract that you reserve, because you signed this contract, you reserve the right to do anything about it. Like when I worked at AutoZone, they made me sign a contract not to unionize.
Right.
They're like, AutoZone is a proud non-union business. And I'm like, so there's like no option at all.
So is that what you're saying? There's not a chance.
And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, you know, I really don't care too much about unions, but that's kind of fucked up to put into the employee handbook that you better not unionize, scrubs.
Right.
Which after I worked there, they needed a union. Let me just tell you.
There's 11 hour shift,
3 hour shift one day, 11 hour shift the next day. How does that make any sense?
You got your 14 hours, bro. That's all that matters.
I was still part time. That's why it mattered. I closed and had to come back in at like 12. And no, I wasn't doing it. I quit.
So while we're talking about Dr. Disrespect, we will move to his former franchise,
Activision. Burger King.
Right. Activision has confirmed that all its core studios are now working on the next roster update. I mean, Call of Duty franchise.
It's not a roster update. It's not a sports game.
Sure, it is. You're just changing the players.
It's the next shooter's catalog. Damn it, Rob.
Listen. They're going to open every folder. You know, they have the master set. They're going to open the folder.
Control, Shift, C.
Yep. Control, C. Open new folder, name on, folder,
you're,
Vanguard.
You're giving them way too much credit, because if Modern Warfare and Cold War showed us anything, it's you can hide guns behind seasons. So you only need to give the public 6 guns. There you go. There's your assault weapon class. Oh, you want 7 or
listen.
SMGs, you get 3.
You know why they do that? Otherwise the game would be like 300,000 gigabytes.
It already is.
No. It's only 30,000
gigabytes.
Even if
I wanted to go back to Warzone, I got too many games now. I'm invested in this bitch.
I ain't got space.
I think my big thing with COD, and it's always been, and I was telling this to Rob up like before the show, I was like, there's only a certain number of ways you can do World War I, II, III, the Cold War. Like, eventually, right? You just gotta be like, all right, look, we're done. We're out.
All right, I want to be a World War I veteran. Half my face is missing. I can't see. First person shooter. I want to happen.
Well, here's the thing. Literally, all of their core studios are working on Call of Duty. Do we think this is one game, or do we think this is multiple games?
I mean, they are doing, like, they're doing the campaign, and then they're doing Warzone. So it is two things, right?
Well, it's a multiplayer and campaign, but no one really cares about multiplayer anymore.
So
it breaks my heart.
We know the development of Vanguard is led by Sledgehammer Games, with Treyarch handling Zombies and Raven leading Warzone. And we know that additional support is coming from Denox, Demonware, High Moon Studios, Activision Shanghai, and Toys for Bob. Now, we know that Infinity War is still working on Modern Warfare and adding new maps. Infinity Ward. And we know that an internal mobile studio is working on a new entry into the Call of Duty mobile series.
Now with more pay-to-win features.
So we know that, yeah, they're going to be working highly on that, the Call of Duty stuff, but it doesn't mean that they can't be working on other stuff. Like, you know, we know that Toys for Bob is probably going to keep working on a Crash Bandicoot 4. But at what point do we... Phoenix with the raid.
With the host.
The hostess with the mostess. But when does this become crunch? When does this become like, you know, hey, you got to work on 3 different games at the same time, and they all need to be top tier and out by this date?
Everyone says it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, like, you have all of, literally Activision has all of its core working on one series, and then everything else too.
No, have you seen how many cheaters they have to ban? There's one person in a room handling these cheaters. They need to hire at least 3.
Do you think this one person's there 24/7? No. Listen. They're not even going to hire 3. They're going to hire 2 and give them a coffee bar. Okay? Here's a Keurig. Here's some K-Cups. Have fun. There's some sugar over there. You're going to have to get your own creamer, though.
Right.
If that's the case, you know, like talking about that, because, yeah, cheating is horrible. We know cheating is horrible in Warzone. We know that Raven is handling Warzone. So, like, they need to expand Raven then. You know what I mean? Like, they... I don't know if pushing all of your core studios right now to work on one thing is the way to go when you should be. I think that maybe expanding the studios that are working on it might be a better way to go.
Hmm.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens with the whole Activision Blizzard bullshit that's going on, too.
Right.
Yeah, I would handle that first before they decide on, you know, the next game or building their studios. Of course, I don't know, because it's kind of fell off to the wayside. You don't even hear about the lawsuit anymore. And viewership on Twitch for Call of Duty is back up. And we saw that most of the employees didn't even participate.
Yeah.
In the walkout. They stayed at their desks, they signed their letters, but they just kept going.
No, I mean it's their job. They don't need to lose it. I don't want anybody to lose their job.
Right.
I don't want anybody to lose their job either, but if it's that toxic, if it's that out of control.
If there's the ability for your job to change now with this lawsuit, don't you think you're going to stay there just to make sure? And I mean, it's a dream job regardless. I mean, people are in this big place. I know, I hear an echo too.
Yeah. Okay. I'm making sure I'm not the only one that heard the echo.
Yeah. I hear it too.
What?
Yeah.
Did you drop one of your earbuds, Phoenix?
No, he switched.
Hold on.
Go ahead, talk. See if you get any more feedback now.
Yo, 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 yo.
I don't hear it now.
I don't hear it either.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. You're still muted, by the way.
Let's see. Yeah, he's still got that crossed out.
There he is.
Oh, there he is.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, If there's a chance for your job to get better, then, I mean, why wouldn't you stay there?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is they need to go through and they need to fix their fucking management.
Oh, people have been getting fired and people have been quitting. I mean, we learned that Jab quit from Blizzard. There's been a few Activision employees that have been terminated as well. A lot of people put on blast.
Putting them on blast, I don't think is they need to be
bullshit.
Fired.
Bullshit.
No, I'm saying they are.
And they type in their name, that article is going to pop up.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying put them on blast, but they need to be fired, too. You know, because
if they still work for the company, that is. Because there was a lot of things about people getting shifted to different studios and developments and all sorts of things. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, they just need to come out with a fucking list. These are the fucking people that we suspect.
I mean, hell, one of the people from Bethesda, or not Bethesda, but Blizzard, we used to work for the Department of Homeland Security.
You mean Fran Townsend?
Yeah.
She doesn't work for them anymore. Fed boy.
Oh, yeah. She quit. That's right. That was it.
She quit. That's what that was. She quit. But yeah.
That still shows you that, you know, it's.
She quit. Didn't she get to keep her severance, too?
They always do.
Oh, yeah. She kept all kinds of shit. So. Let us know what you think about Activision putting all their eggs into one basket and pushing the copy-paste game of the century. Yeah, let us know what you think. I didn't say roster update that time. I said copy-paste.
Well, you alluded.
But yeah, let us know what you guys think about that and where you think it's going to go and how you think it's going to work.
So speaking of a dumpster fire problems.
Oh my God, you're not lying here.
Gigabyte is offering a return and exchange service on two of its power supplies.
They're giving you the same one.
Yeah.
The GPP850GM and the GPP750GM.
I like how I have a GIF right now playing of just things sparking and catching on fire.
Oh yeah,
beautiful.
This is your broken power supply. Hold on. Here's a new one.
Make sure you use those proprietary wires.
Oh, my God. It's slowly turning into the automotive industry where, you know, the only parts you can get are remanned.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Okay.
Now with only 30% less burn marks.
So 90% of these were pushed out with Newegg's bundle deal, trying to fix the scalping problem of the 30 series cards. So whenever the 30 series cards first came out, Newegg put a thing up before they did their lottery system that, you know, you could buy a graphics card, but the only way you could buy it is if you bought a power supply or you bought RAM or you bought a motherboard, or there would be these bundles. Sort of like how their Best Buy's doing with the PlayStation and GameStop does with the PlayStation. It comes with an extra game, extra controller, all that other shit that you might not need, might not want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's to help cut back on scalping ish, kind of. I don't know. I don't think it fucking works. But anyways.
I think it works.
So Gigabyte pushed out these two cards, the GP P750 GM and the GP P850 GM, with a partnership with Newegg on the Gigabyte 3080s and 3090s, I believe. So, you know, there's been a lot of testing, and somebody that we watch a lot, Gamers Nexus, they went through and they tested, I think, 10 or 15 of them, and I think there was three that didn't catch fire.
Mm-hmm. Three that didn't?
Yeah, three didn't. That didn't. Yeah. Did not.
Half of the 750s failed.
Yeah, half of the 750s and like 85% of the 780s. Or, yeah, 850s.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things is, so there's the OPP, which
Yeah, you know me.
Sorry.
Yeah, with OPP. Yeah, you know me.
Sorry. So OPP is overpower protection. And basically what it does is, you know, they take the load and push it to 100%, 120%, 150% of the load that it should have. And normally...
We're not phrasing anymore.
Yeah, right. The OPP load. And demonetized. So what it is, you know, the trigger point, the OPP trigger point is to protect your card from some, or your power supply from pushing more power than it's supposed to. Because here's the thing. If your graphics card is asking for 300 watts of power, it'll provide it. If your motherboard's asking for 150 watts, it'll provide it. You know, whatever it's asking for, it'll provide it because of that's the way power works. While the overpower protection, you know, is to protect the components inside the power supply from pushing that power.
Or pulling? Now,
technically it pushes it because the components pull the power and it pushes it.
Okay.
So like a lot of people that have like researchers, not even like Gamers Nexus, like the people that get paid to tell Gigabyte, hey, this is what your shit needs to be.
Yeah.
Have said that these shouldn't even operate at like 60% of their power.
How does it have a 3-egg review?
Because a lot of them are ones.
No, I mean, how is it not lower?
How is it that high? Well, you know, and it's taken months for Gigabyte to even... This started happening, I think about 6 months ago. Whenever the cards and first came out, and they were pushing the power supplies with them, because that was the thing. This is an older model power supply,
mm-hmm.
And this was shit that was like basically sitting around in the back room, and they were like, hey, we could bundle this shit together because people are going to buy the graphics card and they're going to get this power supply, you know? So they were offloading stock that they had and a good way to buy it. Now, the thing that, you know, is interesting about these tests, though, is the OPP never triggered on one of the power supplies Gamers Nexus had the chance, or Gamers Nexus said that it triggered the OPP one time.
Well, thank you, Alana. We appreciate you.
I'm going to say thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. Just one time. Out of a 70% failure rate, or whatever it was, one time did the OPP pop. One time. So, it's an interesting video. If you look at it, like, they take apart literally the same 850 card, or, yeah, I keep saying card, the 850 power supply. And they have different components in it. Like, it's literally the same power supply. The same SKU, same everything.
With all kinds of different stuff.
The capacitors are different. The Fey Red caps are different. This is different. That's different. It's like, who the fuck came up with this? Now,
Apple.
Now, you know, the guys at Gamers Nexus, they said, well, maybe they did that because halfway through their production line, they realized that they were having problems. Nope, that card failed too. that power supply failed too. They're like, we got nothing. This is just ridiculous. And this is only the first half of the debacle that Gigabyte is in right now. So the second half of this is the fact that Gigabyte recently came under attack from a ransomware attack. Not good with words. Anyways. And we've seen this, you know,
steal shit.
We've seen this happen, you know, numerous times recently. We had it happen with the oil supply chain. We had it happen with a poultry supply chain. Now we have it happening with Gigabyte. So here's the fucked up part about the Gigabyte situation. We know now that their RMA website server was part of the thing that was taken in the ransomware attack. So literally, people that have had graphics cards that they sent in, and I mean, look at New World. Fucking graphics cards up. I know most of them weren't Gigabyte, but who knows? These power supplies, just random shit happening. You know, the people have sent these to Gigabytes, and there's multiple reports of them calling them going, hey, I'm just, you know, curious of what's going on because your website's down, so I can't see my claim. And they go, who are you? What did you have? We don't have any records right now. We can't access our system. And they've said that to multiple people. We can't access our system. We can't give you any information because can't get into our system.
Yeah.
This is still ongoing to this point. So you literally just bought a fucking $1,500 graphics card that something happened you sent in that you want replaced, and they're like, get bent, basically. What's up, King? Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate you being back here. We know you were here earlier.
I think the bigger part, the thing that rubs me the wrong way, right, is that even if you, like, let's say you know, you're now seeing, okay, these power supplies, boom, going, blam, whatever. The part that rubs me the wrong way is, like, you're not like, hey, let me discontinue this part and give you another one if you send the blown one up in. They're literally taking the one that you're sending in, the one that's causing issues and the flames and the parts and all, taking it in and giving you one of the exact same one.
Right. That is, well,
we know it's not
fail
the exact
too.
Same one because they use different parts in them all.
But still, you know what I mean?
It's not the exact same one because
and
no two are exactly
there.
The
they
same.
They just change you a different one.
And Jay gets hired by Gigabyte to cover up their ass.
Oh, I'd be,
oh
I'd,
my God.
That would be a PR nightmare. What are you talking about?
I fucking love it. great.
Well, I mean, listen, guys, it's not exactly the same one. I mean, we do swap out some of the components.
So, King, what you've missed is we're right now talking about Gigabyte and their power supplies exploding on people.
And them not being able to figure out who owns what because their server with their return shit has all been ransomed.
Well, the easiest solution that I can see them taking for that
would be to pay the fucking ransom and get it over with.
No, email us your receipt of what you bought.
Yeah, but
and
they
the
have
invoice
a
of when you send it in.
They have a warehouse full of shit right now that they're like, well, I don't know.
Wait a second. They have a warehouse that is a fire hazard. All it takes is one person plugging it in and it's ready to go.
This is fucked up and it may be a little soon. You remember the shit that happened over in the Middle East like a year ago that completely like leveled, I think it was Bangladesh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the explosion at the port.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
going to
be the next Gigabyte. Oh,
ooh.
Shit, Vern, which one do you have?
Oh, no.
Oh, no,
Don't
Vern.
Store it next to fireworks.
If he says 750 or 850, bro.
Yeah, but they have models. They have different models. This is the GPP750GM or the GPP.
AK.
I'm waiting for him to be like GPP750.
The self-starting firewall.
Because they also have like a GPP750GMXT that isn't being affected by this.
Can I just say, like, I had an idea. All right. Take one of these power supplies, put it in my fire pit, cover sticks, plug it in. There's a self-starting fire.
Oh, look at that. It's the perfect wintertime accessory.
Yeah, right? Do you ever feel like your computer room didn't get hot enough? Well, now harness the powers of hell in your power supply. That's right. Satan's going to come out of your power supply and go, hey, fuck your GPU.
And Jace Two Cents gave a good example of this, of saying, like, you got to think about it for a second. People with these power supplies are leaving their PC running, right? Go out and do an errand. And you're talking about you can come back to your house on fire. Like, you know.
My wife right now is teasing me with pumpkin
roll. Class action lawsuit. Oh, that's not fair.
I know. She's homemade, like right there. No, it's store-bought, but she's right there, and she's just holding it in front of the window into the room.
Oh,
going,
shit.
I got pumped.
Vern's got a P850.
Dude.
Vern, get it out of your house right now.
Is it the GM? Is it the GM? Hold
GM.
On.
Yeah. Yep. GM.
Yep.
Dude, that's
it.
That's one of them.
You need to
go.
Vern, get that thing out of your house. It's a ticking bomb.
No, yeah, for
Vern,
real.
It's like poltergeist.
Vern, seriously, what do you what power supply do you need?
If you're
how much water do you need on phone?
He's like, I will send you one right now,
dude.
Well,
you need to
get that arm.
You need
you
to
live.
Swap.
You live 20 minutes from me, dude. If you want to get that out of your computer and use this one.
Not if you want to get it out. Like, what you mean if you want to get it out? It's like, do you want your computer to blow up or do you not? Like,
I mean, I know that one's only 750. I don't know if you need the 850 or not.
He's being quiet. I hope he's just switched his phone.
Oh, dude, I hope so.
Yeah. Better not be watching on the computer.
He dove under his desk and started ripping wires out.
He went into the shelter. He went, phew. Later, guys.
He unplugged all the power supplies.
It's been solid. Not for long. Not for long.
Solid for how long?
Don't you be like playing any Warzone.
You need a couple weeks.
Like whatever you do, do not play New World.
But if you want to make s'mores, you got the perfect device for it.
I mean, it's been so whole, but
just tastes like plastic.
Wait, his is whole.
King,
is
this isn't an issue of if there's a power surge coming in. It's the overpower protection not kicking on in the power supply itself.
basically, it's like a fuse not busting when there's too much power. Already played in the real world. That's an EVGA. Well, right now you got a gigabyte problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's said he's been running it pretty since November.
So the
oh, so like a grenade?
No, it's like a hot water heater.
Well,
it's going to blow up your house.
So Gigabyte claims that reviewers were repeatedly pushing the load for extended lengths of time, but Gamers Nexus has responded in a video titled "Gigabit Twist Truths About Exploding Power Supplies in a Dangerous Way." And in that video, they show that the overpower protection only once during its testing on each power supply. And this shouldn't be enough for a power supply unit to fail.
Well, you just got those 2 watts, though. It's not much. You literally plug in a light. There you go.
So Gigabyte is now adjusting the OPP trigger point on this 850-watt model to operate at a maximum of 1050 watts instead of 1300, and the 750-watt model to trigger at 925 instead of 1125. Dude.
Okay, so what, you send your power supply in? What, they swap out the guts and stuff with the new specs?
No, they just send you one with the new shit in it. Yeah, Vern. I mean, that's ooh, that makes me nervous for you, man. Get a hold of me, let me know. yeah, that's crazy. Like, holy shit, we know somebody with it. And wow.
Yeah.
Now Rob's gonna be texting him every hour. You all right?
All right. You okay?
You all
right? I still got this damn arm. I know.
No, hoverboards are kind of the same. Oh yeah, but you can get off a hoverboard and kick that over into like the neighborhood cat or something.
The neighborhood cat.
Motherfucker won't stop eating my tomatoes.
Listen. That's that the Chinese
your cat
restaurant.
Even likes
okay.
Tomatoes. I don't even know. I'm just coming up with random shit.
Just letting it roll.
Feels good.
Right. So the last thing that we got two more things really. This one we don't normally dive into music, but we're going to because what the fuck?
Oh God, yeah.
No.
Well, so, I mean, this is
so the
huge.
Man who sold the world, you know, which is actually a cover off of Nevermind, but the man who was on the cover. Dude, oh fuck. So literally Gamer Nexus has a video to where their 850 blew up their Gigabyte 3080.
Yeah, like he lost the 3080.
Yeah, like
testing it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is there any issue with the Gigabyte 3080?
Yeah. He lost the 3080.
Yeah, so Vern, we're trying to help you.
That's why we're like, you might want to swap that out.
Apparently, Rob won't come over for an arm, but he'll come over to save your life.
Priorities, man. Priorities.
Priorities, man.
Fuck that arm. Let's get them to the 750. Like, fuck. It's a 750, though, and I know you need fucking... You're saying that you're close to that mark. Fuck. Anyways. So, the man who sold the... Who was on the... Yeah, I keep saying the man who sold the world. The man who was babe... The man who was baby on Nirvana's iconic Nevermind album cover is suing everybody involved in the Nevermind album.
If you bought a record,
I mean, at this point, it's Courtney. At this point, it's Courtney.
Well, but she's just going to snort it up.
No, so the Spencer Eldon is suing former members of the grunge rock trio, various record companies, art directors, and others that they feel violated federal criminal child pornography laws and has caused him lifelong suffering by trafficking his image worldwide.
Bullshit!
Suffering. Did he get a cut from the albums or what?
Can I just say, we know his penis got bigger. I mean, naturally. So if anybody's sitting there calling him baby dick, that's on him if he has a complex about it. All right.
Right.
I don't even think I would recognize him. I'd know who he looks like now because he's running his mouth.
Hold on.
Also, 25th anniversary. He took pictures again.
No, here's the thing. Yeah, it was every 5 years he took a picture. The same exact picture.
Hold on.
How are you suing?
Hold on. Let's go to this article real quick because I really want to tear this up real quick because there's a few things I read that I have to say about this. So I'll go ahead
tear
and hit
away,
it real quick.
Buddy. Away.
According to the suit, the defendants knowingly produced, possessed, and advertised commercial child pornography depicting Spencer, and they knowingly received value in exchange for doing so. Despite this knowledge, defendants failed to take responsible steps to protect Spencer and prevent his widespread sexual exploitation and imaging trafficking. But he could traffic his own image, recreating this very traumatic picture of him. Okay. let's go on real quick.
Wait. Quick question. Before this article, did anybody know who that baby was?
Yes.
No, he did. He came. They told who his name was.
I mean, the
like,
band
did
members.
They, like, did they?
No,
did
fans.
They
the record. The record
no.
companies.
No.
The,
probably nobody not. Knew who. Nobody knew who this kid was until he did one of the VH1 shows. I'm pretty sure because I remember watching the VH1 show. It was like I Love the 90s or something, and they were talking about the album. And I think he came up. He said, "Yeah, I was on the album. Yeah, my penis got bigger." And I'm pretty sure I've seen this kid. Well, I can't say kid because he's my age, but I'm pretty sure I've seen him do a interview where he was joking about the fucking cover, but now it's traumatic. What this is shit's starting to go really hardcore for people that are trafficking these fucking disgusting ass images. And I don't know a single person who looked at that Nevermind cover. Mind you, I don't know pedophiles and went, sexy baby. Not a single fucking person. Well, now here's another thing. So, his parents never signed a release authorizing the use of photos taken of the 4-month-old in a Pasadena Aquatic Center in 1990. So that's on his parents if they didn't get compensation, which I fucking doubt considering how popular that album was. If they were really as greedy as their little bastard son is seeming to be, then, it's starting to look like he might be full of shit because the next line is he received no compensation. Well, that's his parents' fault. They probably had the money and spent it all up. Or college fund or whatever they decided to do for it. But I really doubt that parents would let their 4-month-old naked baby be on the cover of an album. But there's more. There's more I got to rant about.
But wait, so, there's more,
there's
Billy.
There's more. To ensure... the album cover would trigger a visceral and sexual response from the viewer. The photographer activated his gag reflex before throwing him in the water and poses, highlighting and emphasizing his genitals. I have never heard a single person go, "Can I choke you so your dick is bigger?"
Hold on, wait a second. Wait a second.
Wait a minute. You mean you guys don't do that? Why do you gotta out me as the weird one?
I knew that was coming, but no, what I was going to say is, so we're talking about, hey, he threw a baby in a pool naked. We're talking about, hey, this is like sexual shit. We're not talking about the child endangerment of throwing a fucking 4-month-old into a fucking pool after choking the fucker. Like, what? What?
Yeah. to trigger a visceral sexual response from the viewer. He activated his gag reflex. Why didn't the parents step in at that point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I see you choking my 4-month-old and then chuck him into a hole, I'm chucking you in the water and I'm going to hold you under.
Till the bubbles stop.
See, son, this is how you drown somebody. There's a difference between choking and drowning.
Yeah.
Oh,
when the bubbles
stop,
the job is complete.
All right, so it gets even better. Okay, so the lawsuit contends that the album cover chosen by Nirvana's late leader Kurt Cobain, which fuck you for trying to bring him down in this, he's dead, suggest a sex worker grabbing for a dollar bill. Y'all, there was no OnlyFans in the 90s.
This was the start of it. This is where OnlyFans got their idea. He's going to sue them next because it took the idea from him.
Oh my god. As a result, Eldon has suffered and will continue to suffer lifelong damages, according to the complaint. He seeks either $150,000 from each of the 17 defendants
or
unspecified damages to be determined at trial.
So we're talking $2 million.
You did the... Wait, I'm talking about the... You said 150,000?
150K.
Yep.
Times 17 defendants?
Yep.
That's $2.5 million.
2.5.
And let me say, this Deadline article that did this, fucking hilarious, because the comments...
Oh yeah.
There is nobody on this dude's side right now, at least on this. Offer him 50 grand, he'll probably shut up and go away.
Here's the thing. You know, the suit alleges that defendants used child pornography depicting Spencer as an essential element of a record promotional scheme commonly utilized in the music industry to get attention, wherein album covers pose children in sexually provocative manner to gain notoriety, drive sales, and garner media attention and critical review.
Shut up, everybody that watch Cuties. Anyways, what it really boils down to is this. All right, so it's probably a money thing, and I understand the idea of what he's saying. I do. Here's the thing, as someone that grew up in the 90s and listens to a lot of weird shit, Tool especially. The song Prison Sex is about the cycle of abuse, how somebody, particularly a young boy, gets abused, grows up, and continues to cycle. The video was very visceral. It really messed with a lot of people. That was the 90s. Yeah. It was edgy.
Yeah. So one of the comments, he is the living embodiment of the cover.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I mean, yeah.
let me guess. Parents either sold the house or kicked you out of the basement. So rather than strive to be a respectable contributing member of society, you now want someone to take care of you. Get a hold of Courtney. I bet she'd get on board with this, but only sue Dave Grohl. I know you're going to win this case in some capacity, but you'll be mocked for the rest of your life.
Oh, they're going to settle outside of court.
Oh, definitely.
Here's the thing. He's suing for $2.5 million or unspecified damages to be determined.
Which means that if they don't give him the 2.5, then he's going to try to get more and claim that, you know, he deserves the amount of record sales, which obviously topped more than $2.5 million.
30 million copies.
Oh.
It's a timeless album.
You're not even getting a dollar a fucking album.
I take 50 cents off an album.
No, I'm just saying, you're not getting a buck an album for your picture.
Yeah, no.
You're claiming that you are like Byrne said, take it to court. Take it to court.
I love this comment right here. Says, you have got to be kidding me. Literally no one knew who you were. It's more like an old photo of a baby in the bathtub. Innocent unless you're a perv. Way to try to make a dime off a dead man.
Yeah.
Ooh. See, your parents, they made the decision where your legal guardians got profit from it. Yeah, there's no fucking way that they didn't make any money off of it.
Okay, I'm going to do this real quick. I know this is going to mess up the stream.
Oh, somebody commented this. It's Spencer Eldon's a dipshit. I met him at a famous album art event hosted by Border Books years ago, featuring legendary album designer Storm Torgerson. Eldon was thrilled about his status as the Nirvana baby and was signing album covers left and right. The guy even got a round of applause, to which he was beaming with pride. My guess is baby got broke and was looking for cash out. Yeah, see? Those pictures don't have a dollar in them, but the new one does.
Like, I don't know how to make this bigger. There we go. No.
Can't you try to like left click and or right click and open a new tab? By the way, I like that.
I like the top.
Yeah, that's cool as hell.
I mean, trying to think how much did they sell records for back in the early 90s?
Hold on, you need to censor that.
Yeah, right.
Put your mouse over it.
It's too big.
I'm getting a complex.
But yeah, I mean, like, he's gone back and he's redone.
Can I just say, though, if a baby was being choked, right, why is his face smiling? Why isn't it red and looking of discomfort and pain like any other baby?
Well, they didn't actually say it was choked. They just said that they activated his gag reflex. They could have stuck his finger down
to engorge his area. That's what it says. Hold on. Let me see if I can. Activate gag reflex before throwing him in water in poses highlighting and emphasizing his genitals.
Yeah. So basically, they could have stuck a finger down his throat.
Well, it says to ensure that it would trigger a visceral sexual response from the viewer. He then activate, like, yeah, I don't think that's going to work. I'm going to test that theory out later tonight, though.
So, yeah, I mean, it's wow.
I'll keep a bucket next to the bed.
No, don't judge me. No, not that. Not that. This dude's doing it. You do you, boo. Whatever you guys do, you do.
You do you.
Clip.
Okay, so Jay's we'll say $8. How many? 30 million.
Brad's figuring this shit out.
Hold on. How much was an album back in 1990?
That's what he did already. Eight bucks.
It's between $7 and $9 for a pre-recorded cassette.
All right, $8 so, accounting for inflation.
$240 million back in the '90s.
Okay, well here's the thing though. Well, no. That's not 30 million from then. It's 30 million to date.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's $240 million on the low
minimum.
End.
Yeah.
Hold on, yeah. Double it because inflation. It's $8 back then is now $16.72 converted.
At least. And, you know, they're probably, I don't know, I haven't bought a CD in years, but, you know, $20 I think is what the last I paid for a brand new CD was.
Yeah.
But that might have been a special edition. I don't know.
Like I said, this is somebody that's taking advantage of the Me Too movement.
Well,
I consider this because it's sexual exploitation and that's part of, you know, hashtag Me Too. But he's trying to use that as his way of getting money.
Oh, and like Vern just pointed out, we're that's not including all the concerts.
I know. Like
and band T-shirts and memorabilia. Oh my
posters.
God!
You know they got posters. T-shirts of the cover. They got T-shirts posters. And posters of the cover. Yeah.
Like how many people had that poster on their wall?
Well, here's the thing, too. There was also a censored version of that album cover going around where
I'm sure there was. I mean, look at the whole Dee Snider bullshit.
So, to really follow through with this, if he really wants to push this, you know what that means? When he goes to malls, when he goes to stores, and he sees that album cover, he's going to have to drop to his knees and start crying.
Oh, man.
He's going to have to become such an actor to sell this now.
Right. Vern said his game might have auto-maxed out. Waves do that randomly.
Huh. As I said, you got a big rainstorm over there, Phoenix.
No idea. I mean, I haven't changed anything.
Oh, okay.
It's just technology. We have issues with it all the time.
Yeah.
Yep, it wouldn't be a show if it was without tech issues.
See, imagine right in Phoenix.
Imagine you're at the LA Walmart and you're walking by this kid and you think he looks familiar and he sees that album.
Hold on,
cover,
pull your pants down.
Poster. And he sees that album cover poster and all of a sudden he hits the ground, curls into a ball and starts crying uncontrollably.
Is it somebody me holds a dollar in front of him? Hey, you're showing more pain in this moment than you did during that album cover, buddy. Supposedly choked.
Oh god.
We're breeding Warpy again. Thanks, Pop Rock.
Pop Rocks, how are you? We haven't seen you in a while.
Wow, that was not where I was expecting that to go. I love you guys. You're great.
It's going to be so hilarious.
I'm sorry. I grew up on Nirvana. I respect Kurt Cobain. I know for a fact he wasn't fucking doing that as some weird, cryptic, Illuminati, child pornography, sex ring. All right? It was probably he was like, hey, this is an edgy thing. Yeah. I think even the original idea was we are born to chase money. So, yeah, he is proving that album cover right.
Nah, all right. Living embodiment.
Well, that's my lure. How many X's I can sue?
Pain and suffering.
So, really, here, one last one. One last scenario on this, okay?
Okay, all right. I'm going to visualize an attack.
He's walking through the mall.
There's always a mall with you.
I said a Walmart before.
Okay.
Okay. He's walking through the mall.
What's a mall?
In the middle of the walkway, there's a pop-up stand that's selling t-shirts, right? He sees that album cover. He falls into a Build-A-Bear and starts hugging.
Hold on. I got one better for you. All right. So he actually, it's the same situation. He walks, he sees the t-shirt, but it's a bootleg t-shirt with a dick bigger than his.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's great. That's great. Thanks I for feeding Warpy, guys. Appreciate that. Look, he got 20 health and 35 experience points.
Warpy's... All right, now let's beat people up. Where's the other dragons in the other streams?
Right? All right. So the last thing that we were going to talk about, and I don't even know if I really even want to talk about it because it is what it is. It's really just
yeah, talking about the current state of affairs on Twitch.
Which is always shitty. So there is currently hate raids going on Twitch. And basically what's happening is you got people that are raiding channels and the raid message is some sort of fucked up discriminatory message. And it's people of different races, people of different sexual orientations, people that look weird, people like me. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Disabilities, all sorts of shit, yeah.
You know, it's just hate on everybody and everybody. And it's bullshit. I don't know who, like, got on board with this. It's a bunch of toxic trolls is all the fuck it is of these people coming in.
I believe all this COVID situation and people like being forced to stay home made them crazy.
Losing their goddamn minds.
There's people that just they're filled with so much hate and vile that they have to put that shit out there.
Well, here's a thing. Here's how I look at it. And I've said this on Facebook. Too many people have sat behind their keyboards and been able to say whatever they want. Hide behind false pictures, false names. I know you guys support.
It's always an anime cat girl.
I know you guys support to a degree online anonymity. I don't. I know there's big YouTubers and stuff. They support total anonymity online. But, you know, like I said on Facebook, too many of y'all have run in your mouths without getting punched in the mouth for it.
Well, the problem is with that, with the idea of like a registry, in lack of a better term, it's only a matter of time before that power gets put in the wrong hands.
Right.
So I can't really say anything about that. I do want to say, though, that what you said, these are people that have never been punched in the mouth before. For saying something stupid to somebody's face. And these are people that probably would never even say something stupid to their face.
Fern, and that's exactly it. You can figure out how to make an algorithm that can find out what music I listen to, how many times I listen to it, and suggest other music that's exactly like it. But you can't figure out one how to stop these. Like, Twitch needs to do better. And that's one of the hashtags going on. You know, hashtag do better.
We need like a Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back thing.
Are you
at the ending credits? Are you? And did you say? And just throw the script over.
Are you Papa Doc on poopshoot.com? Oh, yeah.
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 So, like, this is, I just looked up HateBot, just that, because I thought there was, like, a mod bot you could have, because I saw something on Twitter earlier that was, like, it will pick up when there's mass amounts of accounts that come to your page that can kind of, like, which is funny that a bot that somebody made can do that, but Twitch itself can't do that.
It's Twitch?
Yeah, I know. We still get messages of, hey, you want to be famous? Well, duh, but you're not helping.
But anyways, for followers.
I just typed in HateBot. Washington Post posted a story 8 hours ago. This ain't, you know, Gamer Rant is the next one. Game Rant's underneath it. Washington Post is talking about it. Spokesman Review, all sorts of shit that ain't just, you know, video game. This is a big problem.
Vice.
Yeah. We don't talk about them.
Vice?
I'm kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, not the K one.
Kotaku.
Brent just died a little inside.
That's $150 that somebody's got to pay now.
For Kotaku.
Yeah. Nah. We're going to get emailed in a menu.
Guys, I got to take care of. I can't afford to pay any legal fees or restitutions. You're on your own.
But, yeah, so if you know anything about these hate bullshit, stop it. Stop it. You're like a dog that needs beat. Stop it.
Oh, yeah, so the language problem, Synergy. Just type in a bad word, and I wouldn't say Google, because then they'd start looking at you like a white supremacist. But like, just all, like, an app or something that you can put one word, and it gives you, like, all the languages it comes in, and then copy and paste.
You know, Vern's right. 4chan, that they are probably the most toxic group on the internet.
Well, I will say this. As much as there's, like, the toxic fucking hate on 4chan, there's a weird justice to 4chan. 4chan is a weapon. 4chan's brought a lot of people that need to be brought down. But there's also mass racism and stupid shit like that. Like, I had one of my friends who is a black guy who is a 4chan resident, loves 4chan, was always sharing shit from 4chan. He told me straight up, he's like, dude, don't take any of the racism seriously. It's the reason why they're racist is to weed out the normies.
Yeah, but
because
still,
like, the offensive shit on 4chan that, like, that people are talking about, they're using it to try to, it's like code, more or less. Good people aren't going to want to see that.
Right.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's something that needs taken care of. I don't know what the answer is, but Twitch needs to be doing more for
it. We already talked about the answer. We're going to Jay and Silent Bob it.
Can I pistol whip a motherfucker, please?
No, that's assault with a deadly weapon. Hit him with the Nirvana kick.
Yeah.
He ain't deadly at all. That hit's soft as hell.
And Vern's right there. The whole okay hand symbol.
Yeah.
Think about the guys that lost their jobs over that.
Yeah. Ridiculous. But
I do love the memes, though, where it was like Obama doing the okay symbol and like, yeah, Obama, white supremacist confirmed.
Right. But yeah. So yeah. With that there, if you guys haven't liked, subscribed, followed, shared, and did your due diligence to us and helped us out, we would appreciate it if you did. I don't know why I said it like that, because that sounded like demanding and bitchy as fuck. So I'm sorry about that. But no, yeah, if you guys want to support us, liking, subscribing, sharing, that's the biggest thing you can do.
Tell your mom, tell your dad, tell people you don't even like. We'll do anything for attention.
Go check out Phoenix. He's got some shit going on his channel, including... He's got, you know, he needs... Did you reach your 25 subs for your... IRL
not
vacation?
Yet. Not yet. Okay. We're 7 out of 25.
So
I think we have 7.
He's almost there. He's about a quarter of the way to his goal for that. Check him out. Give him a follow. Give him a subscribe.
Pop rocks. Jay, thank for you. Internet words. Bring it. And then we're going to hug it out.
But Phoenix, do you want to announce where everybody can find you?
Yes, let us know your plans for tomorrow, because aren't you streaming tomorrow?
Yes, I am. I will be streaming Riders Republic.
Nice.
Yeah, I believe. I stream every Tuesday, Thursday, 6 p.m. Central Time. All my socials are either El Jefe Inks right here, like this, or there's an underscore in between it. So that's how you can find me on my socials.
Just can't put space in web addresses, apparently.
Yeah, right. So I do the underscore. So
that's all right, Jay. Underscore darkness. I feel you.
Yeah, L underscore Hefenix is all my socials, pretty much.
And what I'm gonna do, awesome. Actually?
Yeah, post that link.
I am working on it right now.
Well, work faster, Rob.
I'm sorry, it didn't work right.
It's okay.
Like
that's what she said.
Oh. No, like, it won't take me to your page, damn it.
The URL bar's only weakness is spaces.
There it is. So, check this dude out, because he is awesome. Really? Okay, there we go. Technical problems. Really? It didn't copy the fucking website?
No, nope.
But yeah, check him out. Just like he's got it spelled. Because I suck at this game, apparently. But check him out. Like I said, give him a like, subscribe, follow, share, all that stuff, because obviously he's an awesome dude.
There you are.
There it is.
I helped too. I was right underneath.
We're just spamming it now. But yeah, check him out. Check us out every Wednesday at 8-ish. You know, we normally play video games 3 times and then do the live show once. And in between, you can catch the podcast on all audio podcast providers as well as on YouTube. So check that out. Subscribe, like, share that. You know, that's the biggest thing you can do. We appreciate all of you for stopping by. We love you. And like I said, as always, we'll catch you guys at the Warp Point.
Peace.